Let's see, we have a special guest calling in here this morning. Skip Sandman is the candidate with the Independent Party for our District 8 federal representative. Skip, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Yeah.
We are going to talk a little bit about your priorities and what you're hoping to accomplish in office. So let's just start by asking, why are you running for the District 8 office?
Well, I believe that why I'm running here and why I am running is I can make a difference. I've always been able in my whole life is try to help people move forward, get advice to people that are either can't speak for themselves or are too shy, maybe the proper wordings is being able to stick up and bring forward their perspective on things, of listening and helping people. All my life, I've helped people in that situation, you know. So
yep.
That's what makes me feel qualified for that.
Yeah, yeah. And how did you come to be interested in political office and speaking up for people in this way?
Well, it started a long time ago. My wife says, well, let's go for a walk, because I had already retired from being a corrections officer. And she says, we were sitting in the house here, and she says, let's go for a walk. And next thing I know, I'm in a protest. And it was a protest for clean water, something that I have been talking about since 2004, 2005.
Mm.
And I said, hey, that's an issue that's always been very dear to my heart, is protecting the environment.
Yes.
And so I started taking that stance, and when water is destroyed, water can't be just cured or fixed overnight. It's a long process. So that's what led me into it, was the environmental issue. But there's many, many other issues here in the 8th Congressional District. My another real big one is single-payer health care.
Mm.
You know, a while back ago, both my wife and myself had open-heart surgery 2 weeks apart.
No kidding. Wow, that must have been something for you as a couple.
Yes, I mean, this is about 4 years ago. And if we didn't have insurance, we would have lost everything that we've ever worked for. You know, my wife and myself have been married, well, it's coming up on 30 years. And everything we worked for would have been lost in just those two medical procedures.
Yeah.
And universal or single-payer health care is a right.
Yes.
You know, I hate to think how many people here in the 8th District don't have health care, or the premiums are so high they can't afford even to go to, say, the hospital or clinics because of the co-pays, you know? And it's a very unique plan that I have to bring that single-payer health care.
Wonderful.
Anyway, huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and the other ones I got, you know, is environment and education. All the main topics that everybody's talking about out there, but to have a definitely a plan to do that, you know.
Yes.
My look and take on things is that, you know, both parties accept money from the super PACs or the big corporations. So what choice do you have? You know, the companies are not dumb. Corporations are not dumb. They hedge their bet. And it doesn't matter who wins that. It may sound good, but your candidate or elected official, if he's already accepting money from that corporation, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen to, say, single-payer health care, education. it's never going to happen because it's not in the company's best interest or the corporation's best interest. So they don't push them.
Yeah, so Skip, you've been, I was going to ask you a little bit about your priorities. You've mentioned healthcare, education, and environment. Would you place those in any, like, one is the most pressing time-wise, the issue that you'd address first, or what's the most important long-term issue you would face? Do you want to put those in any kind of priority list for us?
Well, healthcare number one, environment number two, education number three, protecting our Social Security, and number four, $15 minimum wage job wage increase as number five, urban and rural broadband, number six. And there's so many, many, many issues that need to be done out there. You know, the prioritism, they're all very important. They all should be at the top, but unfortunately, we have to attack one issue at a time. One issue at a time.
That's right.
And healthcare is the number one. Healthcare. Environment is number two.
Okay, thank you. I'm speaking with Skip Sandman. He is the independent candidate for our District 8 federal representative. The election's coming up in November. In a time of this intense political animosity, Skip, can you share what role you hope to play in our political sphere?
Well, number one is we need to get rid of Citizens United. The animosity that is going on back and forth between the other two candidates is just unbelievable. When you get rid of corporate personhood, Citizens United, you now turn democracy back. And I think people will be a little more civil when you take the money out of things. I mean, I look at the two candidates that are running against me, Pete and Joe, the attack ads that are going back and forth. I mean, there's no need for that, but we have outside influencers from the super PACs doing that. So we put a fight at each other. The policies of, say, the Republican president, you know, more for them, less for us. And that battle goes back and forth. As a person, as an independent person, I believe I stand at the center of that, and I can talk with anybody. I don't have to follow strict party lines, because loyalty should be to the United States rather than to a party. And I don't care which party it is. You know, they say red state, blue state. This is not a red or blue state. This is United States. Get rid of this neighborhood gang mentality, it's like, to me. Oh, you're not part of our gang, so we got to do this. Get over that. We got to work together to make it better for the nation.
And that maybe answers my next question for you, which is what distinguishes you as a candidate? You're talking about how you're the only one who's not affiliated with a party. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, but I think people need to move forward and not have that so much loyalty to the party, because if both parties are corrupt, what's your really choice? If both parties have accepted big corporate money, what is your choice? You have the illusion of choice, but it's not your choice. You know, as the candidate, and that's what I'm talking about. So, and then they talk about loyalty. I mean, I just look at what has happened recently with Mr. Nolan making the thing for the land exchange bill, and Ms. Klobuchar and Ms.
Ms. Smith,
Gina,
I think, yeah.
Yeah, trying to attach it to another military bill, militarized bill. And to me, you know, you need to listen to the constituents here. You need to listen to the people that put you elected you and put you in that office. You know, and I hate to say that, and I hate speaking bad about anybody. But when they do that, they're not listening to us. They're listening to corporatehood.
So here's a question for you. We hear a lot about what is wrong with our Congress and our government, but can you share with us something you believe is going right?
Well, one of the things is that I think it's going right is as this battle continues, people are moving more now to the center. Okay, they're willing to talk a little bit more. It's not the big battle lines like you've seen 2 years ago or even last year. So by them being able to sit down at a table and talk and rally around a good issue, you know, I look back way back when is there's a lot of changes that need to happen, and the battle is by far from being done with and over. But people need to start taking their constituents into consideration again.
And you see people moving toward the center and being willing to talk to each other more, and the elected officials would need to follow that lead and also be more to the center and work with each other.
Yeah, be able to, you know, rather than, like, you've seen it, and I've seen it, I'm, you know, captured on the news, I can't talk to these guys or you can't talk to that because of their party affiliation, you know? And they're just, well, I'm not giving up anything. But I see a little bit with the government is because of the times that we're in right now is it's still there, but they're moving towards the center on things. And that's a good thing. That is always a good thing.
I'm speaking with Skip Sandman. He is the District 8 representative from an independent district or independent party candidate. Skip, is there anything I forgot to tell you? We need to wrap it up here, but I don't want to miss something that's you want to say. So let us, is there anything else?
Well, somebody's already called me a spoiler. And I think I got a very good chance at it, you know, because I'm taking the votes away from Joe, and I'm taking, and my Pete might get elected. And my thought is, okay, what is a spoiler? If a spoiler is a person that gives you a choice rather than the two-party thing, please remember me in November, and my opinion, you know, Joe's is the spoiler nowadays with my campaign. And because it's a strong campaign, I got a very good team, and I like to be able to give people an option. Give people an option. You know, my campaign person said to me, he said, you know, if you're voting for evil, you don't vote for the lesser evil because you're still voting for evil. You want to break that cycle, and I'm asking voters to remember me. Step out of that cycle. You know, red state, blue state, it's not that. It's United States. What's important to you? You vote your heart. So
vote your heart. Thank you.
And if people want to visit my website, it's skipsandman.com. And there's a lot more than what I've talked about here today.
Great. I was going to ask for your contact info, so that's perfect. Tell us again your website.
SkipSandman.com.
Yes, so to follow Skip, look at SkipSandman.com. Skip, where are you from? Where are you calling us from?
Oh, I live in Duluth. Right now I'm sitting on my front porch.
And it's raining, I bet.
Yeah, a little bit of rain.
All right. Did you get a lot of rain this morning? We really need the rain.
Oh, yeah, we need the rain, but not a whole lot. Just enough to make it nice and
green.
Yeah, that's about it. It's been drying out here last week or so, but yeah, that's where I'm at. Just waiting to go get my coffee and sit on the front porch and listening to the rain.
All right. That's have a great morning, and thanks again for calling in.
Well, thank you for allowing me and taking the time to express some of my views. Like I said, visit skipsandman.com for more information.
Sounds good. That was Skip Sandman. He is the independent candidate for District 8, our federal representative. The election is in November. We will be interviewing all three candidates who are going to the election to run on early November this year. So stay tuned for repeats of this and all interviews in September and October.